KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
For Monday, February 2nd, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, about 240 people gathered along Pioneer Avenue and at WKFL Park in Homer on Sunday for the Minneapolis Ice Out Rally, organizers said. The event was held to show support for people in Minneapolis and to protest recent actions by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Organizers with Homer Women of Action used a hand clicker to count the crowd. Organizer Judy Miller says the group was standing in solidarity with Minnesota after a month of intensified federal immigration enforcement that she argued violated protesters' rights.
It is about honoring the Constitution, our and Minnesotans and everybody else's First Amendment rights, to be able to stand up in solidarity with other folks and say, we don't approve of what you're doing, but not only do we not approve, it's illegal.
The federal operation known as Operation Metro Surge has drawn national scrutiny following two fatal shootings in Minneapolis this year. Public statements from the Department of Homeland Security says the operation is intended to target people with criminal records in an effort to improve public safety. A federal lawsuit by the state of Minnesota and city officials alleges the operation has violated civil rights and used excessive force, and that it exceeds constitutional limits on federal authority. The case is ongoing after a judge denied a request to halt the operation. Among those at the park was Milo Waltenbaugh. He is a Minneapolis native who recently moved to Homer to work as a tutor. Waltenbaugh says he is at the park to stand against federal tactics being used in his hometown.
And so we're here to support our fellow citizens and stand against tyranny and deceptive political tactics, overall defend democracy and promote peace.
Another protest called No Kings Ice Out was held late last month at the park and drew an estimated 300 people, according to organizers. And in other news, on Friday evening, the Porcupine Theater hosted a presentation of the film The Nettle Dress, based on textile artist Alan Brown's endeavor to spend 7 years making a dress from foraged nettles as a medicine to survive the death of his wife in the South Downs, England, near Brighton. The event opened with a presentation from local nettle artist Carla Klinkle and her journey working with the fiber from local plants. Klinker spoke to KBBI's Emily Springer about her own adventure learning about the process and art of working with the plants.
Homer's Carla Klinker has been working in the art of processing local stinging nettles since about 2022, but has been interested in this, in addition to other visual arts, for much longer. She grew up in the community and first started looking at books related to local plants, fiber, and traditional crafts in approximately 1995.
And I came across a couple of references to nettle as a fiber plant for textiles. And I thought, wow, you know, we're in Alaska. We're so far removed from so many of the things and materials that a lot of Western culture was based on. I mean, I've always loved looking into the deep past and history and the actual materials that are around you that you can make into useful items. So it just captured my imagination that this frightening plant could actually be turned into something as soft and supple as a fiber plant.
Eventually, Klinker was able to find tutorial assistance with Sally Pointer, a UK experimental archaeologist who offers courses about how to strip fiber and process stinging nettles and other kinds of fibers for textiles. Pointer and Alan Brown, the textile artist from the film showed last Friday, started a Facebook group called Nettles for Textiles that Klinker is a member of now.
There's a lot of people. There are some people in Australia and New Zealand. There are quite a few people in Denmark and various places in Northern Europe. And then a few people in Canada and the United States. And I've actually got to meet and do a workshop with people that are from Alaska that had just been kind of following along and doing their own experiments. So it's kind of a cool connection.
Klinker described her procedure for processing nettle fiber. The inside of the nettle is tall and woody stalk, surrounded by long bast fibers in the skin layer. The outside epidermis, or kin membrane, is stripped to release the inner component. Klinker noted that when the plant has been through elements of winter, decay, freeze, thaw, it helps break down the outer epidermis and release the fiber.
And that's called redding. This basically is winter redding, just letting it do its thing naturally and then going out and harvesting it or foraging for it. You can also, I mean, the most traditional way to approach the fiber is in the late summer, autumn, harvest, control the redding process, strip or dry and strip. I have stalks that I harvested last fall that I can go in and kind of re-wet and then pound with a mallet and start to release the fiber that way.
She has also had the opportunity to teach harvest and cordage workshops with Homer's Pratt Museum, most recently in August of 2025.
So when I teach workshops, that's one of the things I really enjoy is seeing how it behaves differently in different people's hands. Some people can take fiber and take the raw fiber and produce this beautiful silken refined fiber that I often don't have quite the patience to do. I always feel like I learn something, and it's very yielding to how it's treated and approached.
Finally, Klinker shared some details about what she's learned about the quality of the stingers on the plant and what you can do to avoid getting stung. She noted that the stinging component is just in the very outside stem, with the irritants running in a single direction that can be stripped by grasping the plant tightly and running your hand across the stinging components.
I can do it without gloves on. You know, I still will get stung. The funny thing about the nettle is, you know, if you're walking through the forest, you know, you run into nettle where you know, you can just brush up against it and it just gets you and it can last quite a while. But if you're really firm with it, it doesn't have that opportunity to sting you. There's a phrase in this, it comes up in this film, but you grasp the nettle. So if you're timid with it, you're probably going to get hurt. But if you're just really firm and set really strong boundaries, it's like, okay.
Klinker recommends a book by Gilliam Edom titled From Sting to Spin, A History of the Nettle Fiber, that she often uses for her work if listeners are interested. In 2026, Klinker has a show coming up in May at the Palace Gallery in Ellensburg, Washington. This is in connection with former Homer artist Carl Schwiesau. She will be presenting a show at Bunnell in September. Though not scheduled yet, she is planning to provide some more workshops on nettle harvest and processing with Homer Council in the Arts, and her earrings can be found at the Pratt Museum. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. For tonight on KBBI, tune in at 7 p.m. for Rhythm World with Ginger, then Coffee Table this Wednesday at 9 a.m., speaking with Homer Public Library folks about their 20th anniversary. Thanks for listening, and good evening.